Well, hey guys, welcome to another weekday podcast. This is Bobby. Thanks for being on the podcast today. Now, if you're new to these are a resource of Sugar Hill Church in the greater Atlanta area. And if you're in the Atlanta area, I want to invite you to join us over the next 3 weeks, the next three Sundays, where we have a powerful church-wide conference going on called Becoming. Now, the cool thing about the conference is God uses conferences like this to spark something, to kickstart something new in our lives. Now, most of the time, you have to schedule that in. You have to have a Friday, Saturday, or you have to have a week night, which is very difficult for families. And so what we've done is we've made it dead simple. We've made it all happen on Sunday morning during our normal gathering times. And so all you have to do to jump in is to set aside 2 hours this Sunday, the next Sunday, and the last Sunday of August, and you'll be impacted by this, I guarantee you. So here's what you do. If you normally attend the worship gathering at 9:30, still do that and then stay at 11 and join us for one of the two breakouts. Or vice versa, if you usually attend the 11 a.m. worship gathering, come an hour early, come at the 9:30 hour to be part of one of the two breakouts. So we'll have two unique breakouts this Sunday, the next Sunday, and the last Sunday. So a total of six options in the breakout world. And then in the main service, in the main gathering, we'll be unpacking this big idea of becoming. Listen to this verse from Ecclesiastes 4, verse 4. I have also learned why people work so hard to succeed. And it's because they envy the things that their neighbor has. Now, here's the thing with becoming. God is way more concerned about who we're becoming than what we're achieving. That if we're not careful, we get those two confused. See, a lot of times when I talk to people that work a lot of hours and their identity is wrapped up in work, they give a lot of excuses for that. Sometimes people will blame it on, well, I've just got to provide for my family. And that sounds legitimate. Sometimes they say, well, my work is so important, I can't slow down. But usually the problem is not those two things. Usually it really is a values problem. And what I mean by that is we start valuing the wrong things. And in this situation, a lot of times people value more stuff or prestige or position above everything else. So listen to this verse again with that kind of context. Ecclesiastes 4, verse 4, I have learned why people work so hard to succeed. It's because they envy the things their neighbors have. It really comes down to this, that we have two options. Do I want to have more stuff or fill in that blank of stuff with prestige, position, accolades? Do I want more of that? Or do I want less stress and more time with my family and friends? That's the choice. Now, that seems simplistic, but that really is the choice. Think about what Jesus said. In Mark chapter 8, verse 36, Jesus asks this hypothetical question. He says, what good is it for someone to gain the whole world yet forfeit his soul? That's a good question. What good is it to gain the whole world and forfeit your soul? Or another way of saying that in a modern vernacular might be, what good is it to become president of your company but lose your kids and your spouse? What good is it to be thought of as the leader in your industry if you're not valuing the people that are closest to you? The simple answer is, it's not good at all. See, our work and our worth are two different things. And I can't tell you how many times I've talked to people that forget that those are two different things. They put them together. And sometimes it's people that grew up hearing that they were worthless. And so they spend the rest of their life in the workplace trying to prove everybody else wrong. In the back of their mind, they're telling themselves, man, I'm going to show them. I'm going to prove them wrong. And so they work harder and harder and harder. But here's the problem with that. No matter how hard you work, it's never enough. Just about the time that you feel like you've arrived and you prop your feet up, there's that little voice in the back of your mind that says, you got to keep going. Somebody's going to surpass you. Somebody's going to beat you. Somebody's going to be on top. You got to get rid of that voice. Why? Because it's a lie. Your worth and your work are two different things. You are a human being, not a human doing. Your worth does not come by your trade. Your work does not come by your title. Your work does not come by your office. You are a human being, not a human doing. I've been to a lot of funerals. In fact, I've preached a lot of funerals in my life, and I've been beside a lot of hospital beds, and I've been near people that are about to breathe their last breath. And in every one of those moments, I have never heard anybody say, with their dying breath, with their last moment with their family, I've never heard anybody say, I wish I'd spent more time at the office. I have never heard that. And so I want to encourage you today, as we think about this idea of who we're becoming, let's adjust our values. Let's don't be like everybody else that gets caught up in the doing part of our life. Let's not find our worth in something else. Let's take some time this month to hit the reset button and focus on who we're becoming instead of what we're doing. You are, my friend, a human being, not a human doing. Well, thanks for joining us on the podcast today. I want to encourage you again, join us this Sunday morning. Come to the worship gathering at one of the hours at 9:30 or 11, and then the other hour at 9:30 or 11, jump into one of the breakout sessions. If you want more information about this, drop us an email at hello@sugarhillchurch.com, hello@sugarhillchurch.com. And if you're already connected with us and we have your email address, be on the lookout for a dead simple email that's going to list the options and tell you more about it. But we'd love for you to jump in to this idea of becoming. Have a great day.